Hey everyone, I'm David Chalian, the CNN political director. This is the CNN Political Briefing. Here's what you need to know in politics for Monday, October 4th. As Joe Biden's legislative agenda remains mired in negotiations, the president made clear today he is trying to avoid a cataclysmic event in our economy. The full faith and credit of the United States of America is at stake here. Nothing short of that, folks. We're looking at an October 18th deadline for when the U.S. would bump up against our debt limit. And it either needs to be raised or suspended, or the United States is going to go into default for the first time in the nation's history. What does that mean? It sounds so sort of theoretical to most people, but it actually has very real-world impacts if that were to happen. Interest rates would spike. The stock market would likely crater. Retirement accounts would take a beating. The value of the U.S. dollar would erode. I mean, this is, when I say cataclysmic, this is the kind of stuff, if you remember back in the 2008 financial crisis, that would almost look like child's play to what would occur to the U.S. economy and, quite frankly, to the global economy, if indeed the U.S. defaulted on its debt. Again, it's never happened before, and in all likelihood, it's not going to happen this time around. But that isn't stopping the political game of chicken that is going on right now between Democrats and Republicans to get this unpopular piece of business, raising the debt limit, done. And so Joe Biden returned to the White House today from his home in Wilmington, Delaware, and he went before cameras to call out Republicans for completely abandoning any kind of governing responsibility here. He called them out not only for not joining with Democrats to vote to raise the debt limit and keep the full faith and credit of the United States in good standing, but he said that they won't even get out of the way on process and let the Democrats do it alone as Republicans have requested. Here was the president.
Not only are Republicans refusing to do their job, they're threatening to use the power, their power, to prevent us from doing our job, saving the economy from a catastrophic event. I think, quite frankly, it's hypocritical, dangerous, and disgraceful.
Moments before the president spoke, Mitch McConnell, the Republican leader, the minority leader in the United States Senate, sent a letter to the president. And listeners of this podcast likely know there's a lot of history here between Biden and McConnell, especially when it comes to working out these kinds of fiscal cliff-style negotiations. In the letter to Biden, McConnell wrote, quote, "Your lieutenants in Congress must understand that you do not want your unified Democratic government to sleepwalk toward an avoidable catastrophe when they've had nearly 3 months' notice to do their job." Now, what McConnell is saying here is, I've made it crystal clear for months that we're not going to lift a finger to help Democrats raise the debt ceiling. Now, again, I think it's pretty clear that that's an irresponsible position of somebody in a position of leadership, because this governing function needs to happen. If you asked Mitch McConnell if he wants the U.S. to default, he would say absolutely not. But he's just washing his hands of it because it's a politically toxic vote and he sees an opening to put Democrats in a tough spot. So you're just playing politics with the full faith and credit of the United States. Now, in his letter, he references times when Joe Biden, as senator, voted against raising the debt limit, even though he knew Republicans who were in charge and had unified control of the White House, the House, and the Senate would get the job done. Of course, then, with some Democratic help. Mitch McConnell's not even allowing that piece because he says Democrats must use that process known as reconciliation to get this done, where only 50 votes are required and it avoids the filibuster. Schumer is saying to Mitch McConnell, hey, get out of the way, drop your filibuster, don't make this a 60-vote threshold, and we Democrats, 50 of us in the United States Senate, will vote and get this done.
Before the end of this week, the Senate must get a bill to the president's desk to address the acute crisis of the debt limit. If Republicans don't get out of the way and let the Senate take action now, our government will in all likelihood enter default for the first time ever.
But Mitch McConnell is in no way looking to make this easy on the Democrats.
The majority doesn't need our votes. They just want a partisan, they just want a bipartisan shortcut around procedural hurdles they can actually clear on their own. And they want that shortcut so they can pivot right back to partisan spending as fast as possible.
But it was also the president's mission today to make clear that this is about America paying its credit card debt for debt already assumed. This has nothing to do with the spending plans, his policy proposals, that are in the stalemated negotiations among Democrats in Congress.
Republicans in Congress, what they're doing today is so reckless and dangerous, in my view. Raising the debt limit comes down to paying what we already owe, what has already been acquired, not anything new. It has nothing to do with my plan for infrastructure or building back better. Zero. Zero. Both of which, I might add, are paid for. So if we're going to make good on what's already been approved by previous Congresses and previous presidents and parties, we have to pay for it.
So here's the rub at the moment. The process of using reconciliation to get this done, where Democrats can do it entirely on their own, that could take some time. And we're now 2 weeks away from this deadline that Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen set that said this is when America will default. So there's not much time here, and yet Chuck Schumer is still trying to persuade the Republicans to abandon their position and at least ease the process. So there's still this back and forth that's going on, all while the clock is ticking towards default. Democrats are in control of the House, Senate, and White House, and they are going to have to figure a way out of this process besides just beating Republicans publicly that they should help the process along. This is going to be on the Democrats to actually get resolved. That's it for today's Political Briefing. Thanks so much for listening. And please take a moment and be sure to follow us wherever you get your podcasts. We'll talk to you tomorrow.